line. You've obviously been playing this for a long time, but does that ever be a factor for you?
No, you know, like kind of answering Lindsay's question earlier along that line, that I think just your sense of urgency, you know, has to increase, and realizing that, you know, there aren't many games left, and we better get on it, better get going, and need to play better. I need to play better, and you know, like I said, we're playing a really good team, you know, as I always said, you know, the team you're playing the next week does not care that you came off a loss, right? They're focused on themselves, and so we have to, you know. I mean, you can say all you want, talk about doing it. You got to go and do it. And I think that you do it on the practice field. And I thought we had a good start today. And hopefully that can continue throughout the week.
Peyton, do you think the offensive line as it's constituted right now is good enough?
Certainly.
For you to play better?
Certainly, yeah. No, I think those guys, you know, I mean, it's not easy, you know, forming chemistry in just 2 weeks in the middle of the season, right? That's, you know, what is that? Just a handful of practices they've had together. I mean, you know, you like for an offensive line to have a mini camp and a training camp to go through together. But, you know, due to the changes that were made, you know, we're having to form that chemistry on the run. Those guys are working hard. There's a lot of communication that goes into playing offensive line in the NFL, especially in this offense. And those guys are working hard at that. You know, we meet a lot together, you know, the quarterbacks and the offensive line, and to go over protections and checks. And, you know, I think Will is, you know, I know his head's probably spinning at times, you know, I think he's done a heck of a job. And I think, you know, Lou's done a heck of a job out there at right tackle, and Manny's, you know, been really, really versatile. So I do believe that. And I think everybody else, you know, when you have new players at new spots, everybody else has to play a little better to help those guys. And that's how I feel, and that starts with me.
Guys, two more, please. New players in new spots.
I'm sorry.
New players in new spots. Right. In the offensive line.
Right.
Consider simplifying, or is that counterproductive? No. In the way you run your offense?
No, I think you do. I think you do, and I think we've tried to do that. I feel like Adam has said that you know, we're going to try to be really good at these plays and kind of your, you know, core identity of plays, and I think that's a valid point, and I think Adam has realized that and has done that, and so. You know, the plays we're running are plays that everybody should know, regardless of, you know, whether you've been starter since mini camp or you are in a new spot. And so, you know, the game moves so fast. So we're trying to give those guys a chance to play fast and not think a lot. And, you know, so I think we are trying to do that. I think that's the right way to do it. Yes, I think he certainly is taking advantage of his, you know, time out here at practice, and we ask a lot of questions of, you know, the guys, you know, that aren't necessarily playing or even on the practice squad, and try to keep those guys mentally involved, and you know, I think Tyke does a good job of keeping those guys on their toes, and you know, I think Cody has done a good job studying. And I know he certainly wants to be there. He's a competitive guy, and I think he's improved throughout the season. So, yeah, I certainly think if his name and number was called, I think he'd go in there and answer the bell for us.
Thank you.